Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018. As Berlin Briefing reported recently, a total of 6 men escaped from the Plötzensee prison in the last couple of days. Justice Senator Derek Behrendt from the Green Party had to admit yesterday that the total number of escaped prisoners is currently 9. While some escaped from the prison, others did not return from their temporary release of the open prison program. Additionally, 2 prisoners escaped from the prison located in Charlottenburg over the weekend. In the meantime, one of the 4 men, whose spectacular escape through a garage caused media attention, has turned himself in again. Behrendt is downplaying the incidents, saying that last year a total of 42 prisoners did not return during their stay in the open prison program. In most cases, these sentences are given as a substitute when a fine cannot be paid by the sentenced person. Nevertheless, the justice senator will have to face some hard questions by the opposition and penitentiary staff. The Federation of Penitentiary Staff is demanding more employees in prison facilities. For them, the breakouts are the consequence of a staff reduction over the last couple of years. There's sad news from the Tierpark Berlin in the eastern part of the city. The newborn polar bear cub died surprisingly after only 26 days. The animal will be examined at the Leibniz Institute to determine its cause of death. While the zoo administration is aware of the high mortality rate of young bear cubs, curator Florian Six said that the team is sad and depressed. Mother Tonya had lost cubs before. Last year, cub Fritz, who was very popular with visitors, died when he was only 3 months old. Following a public search, the Berlin police were able to identify 3 suspects who allegedly sexually harassed a woman in July of 2017. The suspects are 3 men aged 17, 19, and 21, and a 4th suspect is still under investigation. The 4 young men are said to have grabbed a woman, who was accompanied at the time by her husband, between her legs on the platform from behind at Neukölln Underground Station on the night of July 9th. According to the police, her then 28-year-old husband is said to have confronted a suspect and the situation escalated. The group went after her husband, struck him in the face, and then fled. The husband was treated by a doctor because of the injuries he suffered. The first firefighter in Berlin, State Fire Director Wilfried Gräfling, expressed sadness and concerns about the increased amount of aggression shown towards firefighters and rescuers during New Year's Eve. He said that similar tendencies can be seen in other German cities and asks the federal government to punish those responsible for these incidents more severely in the future. According to the fire department, 8 attacks on rescue staff and 57 attacks on vehicles resulting in significant damage were recorded. Berlin Police President Klaus Kant shares the same view and said that it is stupefying that rescuers are attacked in this way. An apartment was searched by the police in Neukölln after witnesses reported 2 kids shooting guns from the balcony. Officers found a total of 5 so-called blanket guns, which are used to shoot signal flares or pepper spray, but do not use real ammunition. While the guns are not illegal, they do require a permit. In an unrelated case, similar guns were used by some teenagers to shoot at police cars. In this case, signal flare ammunition was used, resulting in a bystanding car catching on fire. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also find us and other great Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.